USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden visiting Arlington National Cemetery this morning to honor those who gave the last full measure of devotion. The president and others marked Memorial Day with a speech and wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. More than 1,000 service members have been at the cemetery since before dawn to place flags at the 270,000 graves there. President Biden appearing to be very positive about the debt ceiling agreement.
Good news. Just spoke with Speaker McCarthy, and we've reached a bipartisan budget agreement that we're ready to move to the full Congress.
Republicans still have to tie up some loose ends on the agreement, but it looks like it's moving forward to the House. There's still plenty of time left to pick up lottery tickets if you're hoping to become an overnight millionaire. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is worth $226 million. That's about $115 million if you take the cash option. Tomorrow's Mega Millions grand prize, $187 million, or just over $95 million in cash. It doesn't need food or water, but is a real crime fighter.
The Los Angeles City Council is approving a robot dog to be used by the Los Angeles Police Department. The quadrupled unmanned ground vehicle, called Spot, is manufactured by Boston Dynamics and is valued at roughly $280,000. LAPD representatives say the device will be used in SWAT or hazardous material situations and will also be used for search and rescue operations. I'm Lance Pry.
It's Memorial Day, and U.S. flags are flying at half-staff to honor all those who have died in American wars. The Department of Veterans Affairs says the flag should fly at half-staff from sunrise until noon today. Then it should be raised briskly to the top of the staff until sunset. Memorial Day is one of only 6 days during the year in which the flag should be flown at half-staff. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Three people are dead after a shooting at a New Mexico biker rally. Shots were reported outside a saloon in Red River, about 60 miles south of the Colorado state line. Mayor Linda Calhoun said three people died, five were injured during an annual event which brings about 30,000 people to the mountain town. Chicago police are busy dealing with several shootings over the Memorial Day weekend.
As of last night, more than 40 people have been shot since Friday evening, resulting in at least 9 deaths. Mayor Brandon Johnson appeared at a public police roll call yesterday in the city's Wentworth neighborhood.
I come from a very large family. I'm one of 10. And I know that if you point fingers at one another, nothing gets done. There's a lot more we can accomplish together than pointing at one another.
The holiday weekend marks the unofficial start of summer, which has historically experienced an increase in gun violence.
That's Perry Williams reporting. The Celtics are aiming to make NBA history tonight in Boston. The defending Eastern Conference champions are set to host the Miami Heat for Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals at TD Garden. The Little Mermaid, Disney's live-action musical remake of its 1989 animated feature, is the new top movie in North America, earning $95.5 million in its first weekend in theaters. Coming in second is Fast X with $23 million. Third place, Guardians of the Galaxy with nearly $20 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.